سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض، يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله، أولئك سيرحمهم الله، إن الله عزيز حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, and those that are listening over the receivers, these advices are for me first, then for others. We as humans, we get affected with the type of friends we have, the type of company we have. Good company is like a person going to a perfume shop, a beautiful fragrance comes. Even if we don't buy any ittar or good quality perfume that does not have alcohol, but the sweet fragrance make you feel nice. And bad company is like smoke. With the fire burning, the smoke, and we go close, the smoke will come to our clothing. Similarly, I recited verses from Para 10, Surah Tawbah, Ayat number 71. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the believing men, the Muslim men, are friends amongst themselves, and the females are friends amongst themselves. From this ayat, the laws of hijab is crystal clear, that the Muslim males are friends to the males and the females are friends to the females. And as friends, what is our duty? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Remind one another of those good actions that will make Allah happy, that will make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy, that will grant us a respectable death on iman, that will protect us from the punishment of the grave, difficulties of the day of Qiyamah, and stop us from those major sins and minor sins that will take people towards Jahannam. May Allah protect us and protect everybody. And among the good actions that we're supposed to do every day is وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Read our 5 times salah on its prescribed time. Males with jama'ah in the masjid and the women folk at home. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. One is the compulsory charity, 2.5% of our wealth we give. And besides that, we can give our lillah charities and sadqa khairat. وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And whoever possess these qualities, أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Those that possess these qualities, the mercy of Allah will descend on these people. Peace of mind, happiness is in obeying the commands of Allah and following the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Peace, tranquility is in the taking the name of Allah. Man 'amila salihan min zakarin aw unsa wa huwa mu'minun fala nuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. Whoever does good action, male or female, Read our Faraz Salah on his time. Tries to abstain from the sins. As human, we make some mistakes, but try to abstain. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Not claim to be pious. Sincerely regard every Muslim better than ourselves. And we practice on the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Enter the masjid with the right foot, exit with the left foot. Wearing our clothes, put on the right sleeve first. Wearing our shoes also, put on the right shoe first. When removing our clothing, remove the left side first, even our shoes. When sitting down to eat, wash our hands with the intention sunnah, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It's sunnah to sit down and eat. Read the du'as for eating, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah, Alhamdulillahi allazi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. Du'a after eating. Alhamdulillah allazi wa ashba'ana wa annama alina wa afzal. Whatever we do from morning to evening, as far as possible, we read the sunnah du'as, and we do it according to the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that action becomes ibadat. Now Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the verse previous to that, what is the sign of a hypocrite? Ayat number 67. Al-munafiquna wal-munafiqatu ba'duhum min ba'd. يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون وعد الله المنافقين والمنافقات والكفار نار جهنم خالدين فيها هي حسبهم ولعنهم الله ولهم عذاب مقيم. The hypocrite men and the hypocrite women all proceed from one another. They enjoy evil and forbid good. A person that is not did not accept Islam sincerely or wholeheartedly, outwardly they may be reading some salah, but in the heart and mind they like the ways of the non-Muslims. Aliyazu billah, they've tried to legalize what Allah Ta'ala has prohibited in the Quran. Music is haram. All types of relations out of wedlock is haram. And one is a Muslim mistakenly commits something haram, but is shameful. There's three signs of tawbah. One is a person feels remorse in their heart. Second is they leave those bad actions. And third is they make a sincere intention of not going towards those bad actions. But today, the hypocrites, they are proud of their wrongs, and they invite others also to participate in those wrongs, like a music concert and other haram functions that take place. May Allah protect us. Allah protect our iman. And Allah Ta'ala has prepared a severe punishment in Jahannam for the hypocrites who do the opposite, who remind the people to do wrong things and don't do good. And calling the people towards goods and stopping them from evil. Alhamdulillah, respected ulama ikram are 24/7 in the khidmat of deen. Now on a Friday, Jummah time, they are giving advices. During the course of the week, the imam of the masjid or any guest speakers have a program after any faraz salah. Our ulama, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. The best amongst us are those that learn and teach the Qur'an. Those ulama and huffaz that teach in the afternoon maktab madrasas, even those apas that teach our children the Arabic alphabets and the basics about wuzu and istinja and about salam. Throughout the life, those children that be reading salah, wuzu, if they do it correctly, the reward will go to the apas. And those ulama and those huffaz that taught the children in the afternoon maktab madrasas. And alhamdulillah, we have many Islamic institutes, darul ulooms. Our ulama ikram focus on the academic discussions of the Quran, the academic discussion on the fiqhi masail, etc. And through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect the Quran. Allah will protect our respected ulama kiram and all those that doing good work for deen. Iyansurkumullahu fala ghaliba lakum. If Allah assists us, nobody can overpower us. May Allah keep us with iman. And normally when people do good, sometimes people give some bad remarks. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to explain the correct message of Allah to the people, Allah said, كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. That the Nabis of Allah came before, and even the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say practicing witchcraft, black magic, while Yazubillah is mentally handicapped, he's not sane in his mind, he doesn't know what they're talking about. And Allah has given respect to all the Anbiya Kiram and all the pious personalities. Allah will take care of them. Let us appreciate the ulama amongst us. And today we are living in a world of technology where there's so much information, Quran, tafsir, hadith, kitabs. At the press of a button, we can go to Mufti Google and everything will come down on the phone or on the laptop or the tablet. But the best is come to the masjid. And Islam is a practical religion. We have to practically read our Salatul Jama'ah, the meals. We have to practically make wuzu, show adab to the Quran, to the hadith kitabs, and humble ourselves in front of our ustads, in front of our ulama. And man tawaza'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbled themselves, Allah will elevate them. And what is pride? Pride is a person looks down upon others, he feels better than others, and they refuse to accept the true message of the Quran and Sunnah. May Allah create humility. And sometimes a lot of praises can have an effect on our sincerity. But criticism sometimes is good. I was reading an incident in Qasasul Awliya. It was a habit of one pious personality that whenever anybody spoke bad of him, he heard it very nicely, or they wrote a letter to him with some bad remarks. He read it nicely. Then after any Faraz Salah or Sunnah Nafil Salah in the masjid or in the privacy of his home, he sit in muraqabah in a state of wuzu, and he used to face the Qibla to me, Ya Allah, if these mistakes are in me, give me tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar, and guide me to do those actions that is pleasing to you and pleasing to Rasulullah. And Ya Allah, don't disgrace me in this world, don't disgrace me in the qabr and on the day of Qiyamah. We should appreciate the little criticism. We are not perfect. And somebody tells us our mistakes, say, Mashallah, I'd rather make tawbah now than going in the qabr, see this problem we have to face. May Allah protect us. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul, man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi فإن لم يستطع فبلساني فإن لم يستطع فبقلبي وذلك أضعف الإيمان. رواه مسلم. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, whoever sees something wrong happening, stop them with your hand. One is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Protect yourself and your immediate family members in the fire of Jahannam. On whom we have some influence, the children when they are young. Today corporal punishment is not allowed. Even the parents can't hit the children. But we can just say azan is going, respect the azan. And they're still joking and laughing according to the age. Now somebody is 4 years old, is understood. But if somebody is 10 years old now, he's not respecting the azan, then we can raise our voice a little bit. And when we come for Salah, tell the children and the women folk at home also to read the Salah. When they leave the home, encourage the women folk to wear parda and dress Islamically. And if we cannot with the hand, with our tongues, and the least is stop it with our heart. In our heart, we must feel bad. We must, if something wrong is being done, if we can't say anything about it, at least in your heart, take it as a sin. And today we go for Umrah and Hajj, the holy lands of Makkah and Medina. But there are other things that are happening there, cinemas and music concerts, aliyazu billah. Nobody must ever go for Hajj and Umrah and end up in a haram place like that and come back doing something bad. May Allah protect us and protect everybody. One more hadith about the quality of a hypocrite. آيات المنافق ثلاث إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا أؤمن خان متفق عليه. The sign of a hypocrite are three: when they speak lies; when they make a promise, they don't fulfill the promises; and they are entrusted with some trust money or whatever, they are not honest. It's mentioned in Muttafaqun Alayhi Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah protect us from all these qualities, from speaking lies. And sometimes unforeseen circumstances happen. We cannot pay our debts on time. We had a burglary, shop got looted, something happened. Tell the person, I know I'm owing you, I was supposed to pay 30 days time. But I'm in a situation, I cannot meet the payment. Allah make it easy for you and make it easy for us. And be honest in our all our monitoring. First of all, don't take responsibility of other people's money, as far as possible. Say, I cannot handle it. I can't handle other people's money and trust and give the responsibility to somebody else. Allah give us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.